News at 6 tonight, a family's fight for the truth after a mother of two is killed by a police officer. Good evening, I'm Paula Sands.
And I'm Gary Mativio. The video contained in the story could be unsettling. Tonight, the Iowa Public Information Board says Des Moines County Attorney Amy Beavers should be prosecuted for allegedly violating the state's open records law.
This accusation stems from the fatal shooting of Autumn Steele last year by a Burlington police officer. The incident recorded on his body camera, and a warning that this video may be disturbing.
Hey, hey! Hey, stop it!
Get my kid!
Get your dog!
This happened during a domestic disturbance call last January. 31-year-old Officer Jesse Hill fired twice, he says, at the family's dog, but one bullet hit and killed Steele, holding her 3-year-old son nearby. The county attorney chose not to file charges against Hill. Only 12 seconds of that shooting video was released. And tonight, the family and others want the entire video and the rest of the evidence to be released to the public. KWQC's Brian Bosen is here tonight with new developments for us. Brian?
Good evening, Gary. The Iowa Public Information Board decided on Thursday there is enough evidence to show Des Moines County Attorney Amy Beavers violated the open records law when she failed to produce those records after a request by Autumn Steele's family. One of their attorneys tells us not only did Beavers violate the law, but in his words, claims she used what he calls the hot potato loophole to pass a case file off to another agency to avoid having to release it.
What Ms. Beavers did was said, we're working on it, we're complying, and she put the records in a box, and she made sure that she got rid of all of them in her office, and then I guess the problem was solved.
From his law office in Atlanta, Georgia, the attorney for Autumn Steele's oldest son tells KWQC the open records request was filed the same day Des Moines County Attorney Amy Beavers announced no charges for Officer Jesse Hill.
Iowa law requires that if you're in possession of the records, even temporarily, even if you didn't generate them, if you're in possession of them, they're a public record and you have an obligation to respond under Iowa law.
Adam Klein says the request was never fulfilled. In May last year, he filed a complaint with the Iowa Public Information Board against the Burlington Police Department, the Iowa Department of Criminal Investigations, and the Des Moines County Attorney's Office, demanding they turn over all videos and evidence in their death investigation.
And it's been 37 years that Iowa law has been crystal clear that if you are in physical possession of the records, you're the custodian, you have an obligation to either turn them over or to explain why you're not going to.
Thursday, members of the IPIB found there is probable cause that Beavers violated the open records law, and the case will go to a hearing. Steele's mother, Gina Colbert, says she won't rest until the evidence is made public.
I want to be able to give answers to my grandsons. I am her mother, and I am the grandmother of her children. And what am I supposed to do one day when these children ask me when they get older and I will fight till the last breath in my body?
Jesse Hill, the officer involved, was cleared of all charges in this case and is back on duty, we're told. This is a picture of Steele's oldest son and their dog, Sammy, who was involved in that shooting incident. Sammy was deemed not vicious by an animal welfare board and was returned to the family, who is tonight desperate for answers. Gary.
Brian, thank you. Charlie Smithson with the IPIB tells us he is hoping to secure an outside prosecutor this week for the case. No date has been set for a hearing. We did reach out to Amy Beavers and left a message at her office. We did not hear back.